La asamblea escucha.
The assembly will hear an address by His Excellency Salvador Sánchez Serén, President of the Republic of El Salvador. I request protocol to escort His Excellency.
En nombre de la Asamblea.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I have the honor to welcome to the United Nations His Excellency Salvador Sánchez Serén, President of the Republic of El Salvador, and to invite him to address the Assembly.
Señora Presidenta.
Madam President of the General Assembly of the United Nations, Mr. Secretary General of the United Nations, distinguished heads of state and government, friends. It is my pride to represent a small country, a grand people, El Salvador. Our history has been full of painful moments, but also of times of hope and of courage. For years, we fought to achieve democracy, and we marked a historic world milestone when we became the first country in the region to put an end to a painful civil war through dialogue and reconciliation in order to begin to build a democratic country. Like most developing countries, we face the same challenges, namely to reduce poverty and social inequalities, and to build the conditions that will allow families to have healthier and safer lives. Experience has shown us that it is only through solidarity, respect, inclusion, and equity that we can meet these challenges. In recent years, we have made significant strides in human development. In rural areas, we reduced extreme poverty to 13.6%. We allocated 14.8% of our GDP to social spending, and we raised primary education coverage to 93.7% while reducing illiteracy by a bit over 5 percentage points. We have achieved an important reduction in maternal mortality, and we have improved sanitation and access to drinking water for the population. We have witnessed significant changes, and just as we did 14 years ago at the Millennium Summit, we are working now on the parameters that will move us toward a more just and equitable world. However, our debt to humanity remains. We continue to work to create those factors that can increase our human development, providing stronger social protection, which will in turn allow us to ensure universal access to basic social services on a sustainable basis. We are 1 year away from the most important world summit in our history, where we will evaluate the Millennium goals and objectives that have been achieved, and where, based on a new, comprehensive, transformative, and inclusive development paradigm, we will define the new post-2015 development agenda. We believe in a vision of development that meets the needs of our peoples, in which all human beings have a full and dignified life, living in democracy and enjoying the right to sovereignty and determination, the right to choose our path towards peace and development. The new development agenda must integrate universal issues such as migration, climate change, food security, education, health, public safety, and world peace. We cannot continue to fall into the errors of the past on the basis of the MDG experience, we must reduce inequality gaps and the causes of poverty and exclusion. The new global agenda requires us to come to an agreement in order to face the great threat of climate change, which strikes us with disasters and which limits the opportunities for families to live with dignity. The next few months are strategic for the creation of a roadmap to implement the parameters of this new development paradigm. We must work together in an approach of shared but differentiated responsibilities. It is urgent to amend the existing financial architecture and international cooperation instruments to make them respond to the needs of our peoples with efficient institutions and transparent mechanisms. We must renew the terms under which development assistance is granted, its amounts, and the implementation of procedures that facilitate the principles of sustainable development. The new development indicators should make exclusion and inequality visible. Toward that end, measurements must focus on whether needs are met and opportunities provided. The objectives and goals should address and contribute as much to personal fulfillment and to our right to the pursuit of happiness as to the economic growth of countries. I call upon the United Nations to maintain its resources and programs in Latin America, and particularly in Central America, regardless of the macroeconomic classification of our countries. To reduce the UN presence would only deepen the serious economic and social inequality problems suffered by the region. Funding for development is vital for the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, and for the post-2015 development agenda. I reaffirm the resolution of the Council of Ministers of the Central American Integration System, SICA, which stresses that funding for development should be based on the priorities of countries making use of innovative financing mechanisms. We must explore new sources, such as the resources found in offshore areas. A global common to which only a handful of countries now have access. El Salvador expresses its commitment to the new Global Alliance for Development. Based on the Monterrey Consensus, the Doha Declaration on Financing for Development, and on the final document of Rio Plus 20. So much work lies ahead, but countries will not accomplish it unilaterally, but rather in the framework of the United Nations. We must unite to advance the reform process in the United Nations, especially since we need a strengthened and renewed organization. We need a General Assembly, the main forum for global debate, with an agenda focused on the most pressing issues of the international community. And we also need a Security Council open to increased representation and participation by all its member states. We call for the strong support and political will of all member states so that we have an organization that can provide timely support in the face of the new challenges posed by history. Madam President, in the context of these global challenges, our government reaffirms its call for an agenda of comprehensive and inclusive development, social peace, capacity building, and consensus building across sectors. In recent years, my country has launched a process of transformation that focuses on sustainable development, the fight against poverty, the reduction of inequality and exclusion and social injustice, and promoting a gender equality agenda as well as a human rights perspective. In our country, the law of universal social protection is an invaluable tool that integrates for the first time a network of social policies and strategies that provide basic services to people, focusing on the most vulnerable population groups, and designed to address the main challenges we face. El Salvador is making every effort to improve the quality of life of the population and to build conditions that help us to strengthen values, family unity, to create opportunities for new generations, and raise awareness of the risks of irregular migration, especially to the United States. I call upon the international community to give us support in order to overcome the crisis caused by the increased flow of unaccompanied migrant children traveling to the United States. The United Nations system, including the General Assembly, must play an increasing role on the issue of migration and recognize human mobility as a relevant factor in the work of the organization, also including it in the implementation of the post-2015 development agenda. As we face this phenomenon, which has many causes, we are convinced that we must act with a comprehensive approach that provides protection for the rights of our children, ensuring respect for due process of law and support for the reunification of children with their parents. We must work with communities of origin of the migrant population to create better conditions, to increase investment in education, health, safety, and jobs, all from a perspective of joint responsibility among the countries of origin, transit, and destination. The threat to public safety is another major challenge faced by our countries and others in the region and the world over. We will not rest until we ensure the necessary conditions for Salvadorans to live safely and in peace. All sectors of our society are joining in the call of our government, and we hope that the international community will strengthen its support for this titanic struggle that El Salvador and Central America are waging against violence in all its different forms. Madam President, we observe with concern a number of conflicts and threats to international peace and security. We deeply regret the loss of lives, particularly of children, as a result of indiscriminate attacks in Gaza. We welcome the peace plan efforts presented by Egypt, and we urge the parties involved to endeavor to ensure a firm and lasting peace that achieves within secure borders the coexistence of two states, Israel and Palestine. We're concerned at recent attacks and human rights violations by the self-proclaimed Islamic State against a defenseless civilian population. We call on the international community to close ranks in United Nations bodies to put an end to these brutal acts. Only the coordinated action of our multilateral system can achieve the results to which we all aspire. Our commitment is always for peace. All citizens of the world must become peacemakers, as St. John Paul II himself said in one of his visits to El Salvador. El Salvador, as a beneficiary of UN support during our historic peace process, cannot fail to strengthen its commitment to supporting peacekeeping operations around the world. As a country, we are supporting the operations with our prompt contribution to the stabilization mission in Mali, and we are accompanying the process of the Haitian people through a joint effort of the United Nations system in a task that cannot be neglected. Madam President, I wish to stress that human rights is one of the priority working areas of our foreign policy. In this context, El Salvador has presented its candidacy to the Human Rights Council, which will hold elections during this session of the UN General Assembly. For us, this candidacy represents an opportunity to continue to fulfill our international commitments and to demonstrate the importance of living under the rule of law in harmony with our environment. Madam President, in the pursuit of peace efforts, as well as in the pursuit of inclusive and equitable development, there is no place for the disdain of fundamental principles and freedoms, which is found in the economic, trade, and financial blockade against the sister republic of Cuba, a country which, in spite of these unilateral actions against its people, has overcome the obstacles and adversity imposed on it with exemplary perseverance and determination. Consequently, El Salvador calls for an end to this blockade. We believe that the inclusion of Cuba on the list of states sponsors of international terrorism is unfounded. Cuba must be removed from this mechanism, whose sole purpose is to justify the blockade. I want to highlight the contribution to multilateralism made by the countries of Central America, Latin America, and our regional organizations. I make special mention of the Central American Integration System, SICA, with which we have developed a multidimensional regional agenda that guides our regional work through five main pillars: economic integration, social integration and the fight against poverty, comprehensive disaster management and the adaptation to climate change, institutional strengthening, and democratic security. Our region needs international support for the Central American Security Strategy, which will allow our governments to complement national efforts and to achieve greater impact on regional security. I reiterate the appeal for the international community to give its full support to the strategy. The efforts we are making through these regional bodies, such as SICA, and the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, are fundamental and are aimed at strengthening solidarity and cooperation among all peoples of the world. Madam President, as I've stated, we are witnesses to an unprecedented process of change in the world, which brings with it both opportunities and challenges. If we are to succeed, we must unite and integrate our peoples and governments in a global community, a community committed to the values of democracy, peace, equality, progress, and development. I wish to conclude by stating that within our modest possibilities, we are prepared to meet that challenge. Thank you.
En nombre de la Asamblea General.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Republic of El Salvador for the statement just made. May I request representatives to remain seated while we greet the President.